Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. This is Monday, June 17th. Concern in the nation's capital over suspected Iranian aggression and cyber attacks from overseas. President Trump is getting ready to formally kick off his reelection campaign.
President Trump calls for talks and foreign cooperation to keep Iran from attacking ships in the Strait of Hormuz. But GOP Senator Tom Cotton says military action is warranted.
The fastest way to get the fire and fury of the U.S. military unleashed on you is to interfere with the freedom of navigation on the open seas and in the air.
The U.S. also wants to protect the 2020 election, but Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says the president has in some ways undermined that.
When the president a month ago told Putin over the phone that he still thinks the Russian interference in our election was a hoax.
Both men on CBS Face the Nation. President Trump this week plans to officially announce his run for re-election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A legal battle could be looming over confiscated drug money.
Federal prosecutors are seeking the forfeiture of $470,000 in suspected drug money that was seized earlier this year during three separate traffic stops in three Kansas counties. For now, that money that the government wants to keep is in the custody of the U.S. Marshals Service. Max Power, KNSS News.
Officials in Garden City are sweating over a nearly century-old swimming pool. It leaks about 200,000 gallons of water every day. They're trying to figure out the water loss at the big pool. It's excessive, even for a pool that holds about 2 million gallons. They say that refilling the big pool costs $1,000 a day, that the city spends up to $800,000 on repairs, staff, and water for the pool every summer. They could recoat the deep end of the pool with concrete. That would cost $750,000. They say that would not be cost effective. Concrete expands in heat and contracts in the cold, so it would break down as the seasons change. Some people support replacing the pool with a sturdier option. Of course, that is a legendary pool in the state of Kansas. They often bill it as the world's largest outdoor concrete swimming pool, and it is a big, big pool. We have Trump Tower, we have Trump Hotels, we have Trump Golf Courses. Israel is going even one step further with Trump Town.
Trump Heights is a new Jewish settlement in the disputed Golan Heights. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu honoring President Trump for recognizing Israel's sovereignty over the area. U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman was at the ceremony Sunday.
I think President Trump will be honored to be in that that small cadre of heroes, of Israeli heroes.
Critics are calling it a publicity stunt, and right now, Trump Heights is just a sign featuring the American and Israeli flags and, of course, gold trim and lettering. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
It is 8:35 with Steve and Ted. Let's check that weather forecast. Heading into the week, meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some mid and high-level clouds are moving on off to the east here early on. It's going to become mostly sunny today with a high 84. Tonight, quiet weather continues for us, down to 65 for our low. And we may see an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Tuesday's high 85, but as a cold front moves in, a better chance of storms tomorrow night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 65 degrees. 93% humidity. It is 8:36 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And that means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And your host today is Jad Chambers. And, boy, when somebody famous gets in a car wreck, well, famous or not? Well, let's find out.
Maybe not. Somebody who definitely was distracted by an old television show. Yeah, a distracted driver hits a police car in Vermont Here's Fox's Roger Stern with the story.
Reportedly, the driver was looking at his phone. And what was he looking for? An episode of the 1990s TV show Saved by the Bell. Specifically, one titled Screech's Spaghetti Sauce. Unfortunately, there was a police car parked on the shoulder, and according to the Valley News of Lebanon, New Hampshire, this saved-by-the-bell-loving driver hit the rear of the patrol car and kept on going. Police caught up with 55-year-old Kevin Bacon a mile away. Bacon, not the famous one, is charged with texting while driving, gross negligent operation of a vehicle, and leaving the scene of an accident. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Man, so many twists and turns in that story.
I don't even know where to start.
Looking for an episode of Saved by the Bell. They even gave us the episode name.
Screech and Spaghetti's.
And it ends with the guy being named Kevin Bacon. No, he's not that Kevin Bacon. It's fantastic stuff. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff there. We got a poor showing at the box office for franchise reboots. Here's Fox's Mike Piazza.
Fox on film.
I'm Mike Piazza.
Men in Black has been compromised. Trust no one.
Having a recognizable name in the movies didn't do the trick this weekend at the box office, with Men in Black International in first place earning a meager $28.5 million.
I'm looking for...
Chef.
Mm-hmm.
Who's asking?
John Chef Jr., your son.
My son? Jr.?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the much-anticipated Shaft, which introduces Jesse T. Usher as Samuel L. Jackson's son, earning only $8.3 million and sitting in sixth place. In the top five this weekend, The Secret Life of Pets pulled into the number two slot with a $23.8 million take, taking the third position in its fourth week in theaters, Aladdin earning $16.7 million. Dark Phoenix placed fourth with $9 million and landing in fifth slot, Rocket Man, ringing the register with $8.8 million. That's Fox on Film.
Yeah, new movies didn't necessarily do all that well. Not really. A celebrity helps out a New York couple get their stolen dog back. Here's Fox's Monica DeLuca reporting from New York.
When Benny the Shih Tzu Yorkie mix was taken from his owner's Manhattan apartment, Max and Sophie Turner immediately suspected a dog walker from the app Wag. The couple then contacted actress Olivia Munn through Instagram. She's an investor in the company and its creative strategist. Benny's owners say she spent the whole night on the phone with them and hired a private investigator. Wag, considered to be the Uber of dog walking, also set up a hotline for Benny. Now, with the help of an NYPD detective, the pup is safely in his parents' arms. And the dog napper, a 22-year-old Wag employee, is arrested and banned from the app. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
The Uber for dog walking.
Yes.
Wag. Not bad, I suppose.
It must fill a need.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
I suppose so. And at least that story had a happy ending. I suppose that could have ended a lot worse.
Right.
Really could have. So there we go. Okay, we've mentioned it on this day in history, back in 1994. A very famous police chase.
Oh, yeah.
So I've got another little clip here. Here's a clip of Larry King covering the action live. So here we go.
Police believe that O.J. Simpson is in that car with a report coming. Apparently, they're picking this up through some sort of phone that he wants to go to his mother's house. Now, police radio is saying that Simpson has a gun at his head. Police radio is saying that Simpson, the passenger in the car, has a gun at his head.
Oh, no.
Which has explained why they haven't been stopping and why they haven't moved up alongside.
Yes. That famous police chase with the owl cowlings and the white Ford Bronco. Yeah, that happened on this day in 1994. Is that 25 years?
25 years. And Americans could not keep their... They were riveted that night.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on out there?
So many people watching it live, yeah.
And it unfolded so slowly that people were actually on the highway getting on the on-ramps so that they could join the flotilla of people either ahead of it or behind it. And there were people on the overpasses stopping there and waving at them. It was just bizarre.
It really was. But, that was back on this day in 1994. And finally, Ted,
We've got a birthday today. You've mentioned it a little bit before, but I thought I'd bring it back up again. We have a birthday today. That's right. Singer Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow.
76 years old today.
Yep.
Been nominated for... This is actually really interesting. Been nominated for a Grammy Award as a producer, arranger, and a performer 15 times from 1973 to 2015. So, yeah. A lot of nominations there.
That's good. That's good music. I mean, you grab his greatest hits CD, and it's just... There's a lot of good stuff right there.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, everybody. Singer Barry Manilow turning 76 years old today. Ted, that's all we have for The Blur, but yep. Of course, every weekday, The Blur is brought to you by...
The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They do professional major appliance repairs on most makes and models. They'll get you fixed up if you need an appliance repaired or serviced. Here's your phone number. You call Terry or Rachel at 409-1525. Napoleon Appliance Repair. It is 8:43 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Spirit AeroSystems making an announcement today at the Paris Air Show. We'll tell you what that announcement is coming up with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
I won $5,000 when I bought my car with a loan from Credit Union of America.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.